Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Doug Williams, the president and CEO of Williams Data Management, a leading national data protection source for small businesses. Mr. Williams, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
No, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So to kick things off, tell us, why is data privacy such a hot topic today? Get into some of those details as we kick things off here today.
Yeah, it's because it's in the news. Every week, every day of every week, it seems like, there is a report of a data breach within the United States. And it affects consumer information. It affects health insurance information, and that's why it is such a hot topic. The consumer themselves is really subject to very little protection mechanisms for their own information security and their own information privacy once they enroll in many of the social network platforms, because they click, you know, I agree with the user agreement. And the business model is, you know, of many of the social media platforms is to amalgamate, consolidate the information and monetize it. It's a hot topic because millions of people's information is now in the public domain.
Well, certainly a great way to lead things off here today, looking at data privacy. Now, of course, this topic sometimes seems intangible for consumers. What does it mean in layman's terms? Sometimes it's hard to understand.
You know, it is intangible because it is information and data that is in cyberspace. It is a shared model, and most consumers and most individuals really don't have a handle on it because it's now part of the social communication fabric. Those used to write letters, at least it was tangible. You could open up the envelope and you could have a privacy reading of someone's letter to you. Now, the information is shared on multiple platforms in a multitude of ways. From handheld devices to desktops to laptops to telephones. And also, I think what is truly undigested by a layman is that information is shared exponentially. And that's why, in my opinion, that the consumer is now truly going to be protected by government regulation. It's happening in the EU, and it's now going to be happening in the States as well.
If you would, Mr. Williams, get into what are potential weak spots for businesses that don't have a data protection plan in place.
The companies are vulnerable to data breaches that don't have a plan of action to mitigate the information from being discovered within their networks, within their computer networks. And without a plan, their weak spot is the potential risk for literally going out of business because of penalties and fines, as well as a complete loss of credibility and integrity with regard to the company itself. We saw it in California several years ago, with the information disclosure from Sony, the pictures, a lot of the emails that were contained within the company's own networks was breached, and opinions and information discussed between employee and employee and executive with regard to extremely sensitive information was disclosed. And that set off a firestorm of lack of integrity within the company, and many, many people over that company lost their jobs because of it. But more importantly, Eric, the consumer lost confidence within the company itself. And they said, well, if I can't trust my company to maintain the information within our own network of what I'm saying to someone else within our company, who do I trust? Do I have to go into a closet to have a conversation with somebody? I mean, I'm using our network, and if it's getting hacked, it is a weak spot. It's a massive vulnerability. So what's happening in many firms is now the creation of an information security officer, a breach and data protection plans are being put into place, a ratcheting down of the open holes for those breaches to happen, and a revised culture within companies large and small to enable a plugging of the holes, so to speak, so that the leaks don't happen. It's happening at a breakneck speed because the fines and penalties are substantial. And it's not only a potential risk, but it's also a potential massive threat to that company's ability to be able to sustain itself throughout time.
Of course, this is certainly serious, and I'm glad that the focus is here on this and that you've joined us to talk about this today. We're joined by Mr. Doug Williams, President and CEO of Williams Data Management, a leading national data protection source for small businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Williams, what should a company do if they find out that their data has been compromised?
Well, there's several things, Eric. Number one, they shut down the network and turn it off, literally, and then identify the extent of the disclosure. That can be done through forensic data output. In other words, the security officer and these are larger firms, really have to understand what is the extent of the breach, what information was compromised, how did it get out, and where did it go? And that can be tracked forensically. The next facet of the plan should be, how do we understand the essence of what was disclosed, and do we have a plan of action for its remedy and its notification to not only the consumer, but also to specific government entities and specific financial entities. It could be that credit card information was disclosed, so the banks have to be notified. It could be that private health information was disclosed. The term is PHI, and if that is disclosed, that is subject to the United States Department of Health and Human Services regulations. It sets up a huge splash into that company's pool, and the ripple effect, it could go on for months and months and months. So a specific answer to the question, what should they do, is they have to have a complex web of planning to combat and to get an understanding of what the regulations are so they can kick off their response plan.
Well, Mr. Williams, we can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for taking the time to join us here today on a topic that is certainly a global epidemic and certainly heading this way to the U.S. And really appreciate all the information shared here today and for the solutions that you offer. Where can listeners learn more about Data Protection Pro and how they can prepare their businesses for a data breach as well?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And self-servingly, we have a setup for them on our website, and they can take a look and do a self-assessment with regard to a data protection and information privacy self-assessment, and they can go to www.williamsdataprotection.com. www.cnn.com/csrreadiness. That would get them into the, and that'll be available on October 1st. We're honing in on that. It'll be ready right then and there. And then they can take a self-assessment and understand what the gaps are between what they need to do to be able to reduce their vulnerabilities. It's all about protecting the business and data protection, information privacy, and non-disclosures of customer information and consumer information and employee information, for that matter, especially on a small business side, can be mitigated by first understanding what the vulnerabilities are. So that's why we have set up within our structure the opportunity for our clients to access a self-assessment to understand what their vulnerabilities are and then move forward to close those gaps.
And business owners, that is a great idea. I'd certainly tap into this resource. Again, Mr. Williams, all the best. And again, thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Doug Williams, the president and CEO of Williams Data Management, a leading national data protection source for small businesses. And for all the details, visit WilliamsDataManagement.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.